back on the On Deck Show from El Prefron Stadium in Hickory. I'm now joined by manager Colin Woody. Woody, the slate resets tonight 0-0 as you start the second half of the year. How refreshing is it in the sense to be have a chance to maybe start over after a slow start and really have a chance to compete in the second half?
Yeah, it's going to be good for us. When we talked to the team last night, they were fired up about it. Obviously, April didn't go our way in the win-loss column. But we learned a lot of good lessons in that month. And, you know, to have that sort of not count against us anymore here as we try and make a push, you know, to see if we can't make the postseason here. Starting 0-0 is going to be really good for us. We've got a really exciting group who's been playing really good competitive baseball as of late. So we're really excited about our chances as we move into this second half.
Now you wove into the second half as well on a pretty good note, the nice comeback win yesterday in the eighth inning. It seems like you've had quite a few of those lately, and we've talked about before how this team really never quits. You've had a lot of good late innings so far this year. So to kind of pull one out like that for the final game of the first half has to feel pretty good.
Absolutely. Try and use it as a momentum boost. It's one of those things where last night's win in the standings doesn't mean anything at all. But it can mean something if we use that momentum into tonight's game and sort of try and keep this thing rolling. You know, they had a couple of late game come from behind victories on us to start the series. So for us to be able to do the same thing to us gives us confidence that we need as we move into the weekend.
And that's one thing I wanted to follow up on, because those first two games, they felt like there were a lot of learning lessons in that game, especially with the second half nearing. And to bounce back from that and have a short memory like your guys did to come back, play well on Thursday, pull that one out late, had to be another good sign that this team was able to move past two really tough losses that quickly.
Absolutely. I mean, this team does a really good job of sort of coming together and staying in the fight together. When somebody's down, the other guy picks him up. When we need a moment from somebody and he doesn't come through, it feels like the next guy's going to come through. They're just always there for each other, you know, off the field and then even on the field. So it's good to see this group sort of fight together like that.
Now, we talked about the new guys you added last week, but it feels like now with them in the lineup, this team is pretty deep offensively. You go back to April, maybe not as many eyeballs were on this team, but now it seems like organizationally this might be the deepest lineup amongst all the teams. So to have this much talent now you can work with 1-9 the lineup has to be pretty exciting for you and the rest of the coaches.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's excited with the guys that we have on our roster right now. And it's really exciting to go to work every day and then to sort of sit back and watch them do their thing when the lights come on at 7:00. It's been really fun. There's definitely a buzz in the locker room and even outside the locker room, like you said, the organization's been excited, asking a lot of questions about how guys are doing here. So it's definitely fun and motivating for us to come to work and work with these guys. And it's been a lot of fun.
Talking about manager Colin Woody. Before I let you go, Evan Yates gets the start tonight. And from a consistency standpoint, I'm not sure if anyone's been better than Yates from what he did on opening night to what he's done currently. So as you get set for Yates to take the mound tonight for game one of the second half, what have you seen from him this season? And especially for a guy that was picked in the 20th round, he has really seemed like he's outperformed the expectations that would come with that draft pick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's just very steady between the years. I mean, it never seems like he really gets too high or really gets too low, and I think he uses that to his advantage. You know, in innings where things potentially might snowball on somebody, he finds a way to sort of, you know, gut through it and get out of it. When he's absolutely cruising, he doesn't sort of get relaxed and just say, okay, I'm good, and then all of a sudden have a big inning. Like, he's just very steady for us, and he's been that way all season. And I'm really excited every time he gets out there on the bump, and I think tonight should be a good night for us.
Woody, appreciate the time as always, and let's have a good second half.
Absolutely. Let's do it, Mitchell. Thank you.
Manager Colin Woody, we're back with first pitch and lineups after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.